Real Tours is the breakthrough new series from Rue.ca that brings you Canadian real estate like you've never seen it before. Join us as we embark on an adventure through the Lower Mainland's most sought-after neighborhoods, guided by British Columbia's best realtors. Watch the episode. Intro. For many visitors to the Lower Mainland, Richmond is their first glimpse of what life in this West Coast metropolis looks like. Landing in YVR, Vancouver's airport, they see a city of riverside towers, coastal views and snaking highways. What they often don't see is that Richmond is a collection of exciting neighborhoods, offering homeseekers a wide range of options. From the upscale master-planned community in Brigg House to the quiet fishing village of Steveston, Richmond's housing market is as diverse as its population. That population diversity creates a unique culture in the city. Residents can choose from fish and chips in Steveston one night and high-end Asian cuisine the next. The famous Richmond Night Market is a smorgasbord of international foods, attracting people from all over the Lower Mainland on summer weekends. Plus, Richmond is one of the best connected of Vancouver's suburbs. When the SkyTrain was extended to YVR and Richmond for the 2010 Olympics, the city came into its own as a commuter hub for people looking for a quick trip downtown. In this episode of Real Tours, Stephen Tadge gets to know the real Richmond with the help of top realtor Vincent Lim, who was born and raised in the city. Welcome to Richmond. With the Strait of Georgia to the west and branches of the Fraser River surrounding the city on all other sides, Richmond is a collection of islands. YVR sits on the imaginatively named Sea Island, while the majority of the city proper is on the much more fabulous-sounding Lulu Island, named in 1862 after a popular showgirl who had bought property there. More fun facts: Lulu Island is the largest island in the Fraser River estuary, and actually the second most populous island in BC, after Vancouver Island. Richmond can be divided into three key areas: the airport to the north, Richmond Central, where most people live, in the middle, and Steveston to the south. The SkyTrain connects both the airport and Richmond Central to downtown Vancouver, with condo towers rising up around key stations. Further south and west, expect more single-family homes, townhomes and low-rise towers. Don't expect homes with basements, though, thanks to the high groundwater table in the area. As in other parts of Greater Vancouver, Richmond is seeing a building boom. But it hasn't been all good news for buyers. In some cases, developers started projects and then pulled out, causing buyers to lose their deposits. According to Lim, this shouldn't put homeseekers off from purchasing in the area. There are a lot of big developers in Richmond, and that makes Richmond strong, he says. They will complete their projects, so you have to go with a developer you know. Find out more about what it's like to live in Richmond. Brigg House. The 2010 Winter Olympics unlocked development opportunities for a number of Lower Mainland communities. On the northern edge of Lulu Island, just south of the airport, the Richmond Olympic Oval came to life, bringing tens of thousands of speed skating spectators to the area. Today, the Oval serves as the heart of the Brigg House neighborhood, offering sports enthusiasts activities both on and off the ice. Luxury condos are on the rise here, many with waterfront locations or at least aquatic views. In the master-planned River Green by ASPAC Developments, a 20-year vision will see numerous towers creating space for thousands of residents. You get to enjoy luxury amenities and lifestyle, Lim explains, and yet you're only a 15-minute walk from Lansdowne SkyTrain Station, 20 minutes to Richmond Center. So you're walking distance to everything. Brigg House is easily Richmond's most bougie neighborhood, so probably isn't the top choice for first-time buyers. For that, Lim takes us south to Central Richmond. Central Richmond. Drive into Central Richmond and you'll notice a great many cranes dotting the skyline. Building is booming here as more people seek a central location with access to great restaurants, shopping and parks. The pre-sale market is significant here, with many one- and two-bedroom condos sold before they're close to completion. But more development is on the horizon, so homeseekers should keep an ear to the ground for the latest opportunities. According to Lim, Central Richmond is a great place for first-time buyers, investors and young families. You have a ton of restaurants nearby. You're walking distance to grocery stores, he says. Plus you have really good school catchments, IB programs and Richmond Secondary. Those are all the things a family wants. Steveston. Our final stop in Richmond takes us to the quaint fishing village of Steveston. Located on the southwest tip of Lulu Island, Steveston was originally home to a significant population of Japanese Canadians who arrived in the late 1800s to develop a salmon fishery in the area. Sadly, the Japanese internment during World War II forced many people to leave, but their impact on the neighborhood remains to this day. An active fishing industry still operates out of Steveston. People travel from all over the Lower Mainland to pick up fresh seafood sold by vendors on Fisherman's Wharf. For those who prefer their fish already cooked and battered, there are a number of top-notch fish and chip shops along the waterfront. Lim says Steveston is a great place to raise a family. He should know, he and his family live here. It doesn't even feel like Richmond, he says, but you have the convenience of everything in Richmond being close by. The place where I live, all the neighbors know each other. If you're looking to make Steveston home, there is a mix of properties on offer, from condos and townhomes to single-family options. Our guide? Vincent Lim has watched Richmond grow and change since he was a child. He was born in the city and spent most of his life here, except for a few years of his childhood when his family temporarily moved to Asia. Before making the move into real estate, he worked in the financial sector. He quickly discovered the banking industry wasn't for him, however, and started exploring his options. Real estate was the only thing that came up, he laughs. There was no plan B. That certainly worked out for his clients, many of whom leave glowing reviews for Lim. Since 2017, he's been in the top 10% of Greater Vancouver realtors each year.